This is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. And there are three. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Three. Three for the world. Let's do them first. One, as they say, one for sorrow, and two for joy. Water everywhere, and rain again today. Rising waters and the terrible winds of the tornadoes, which did so much damage and took so many lives this past week, and rising gas prices, too. Now, all of this requires some kind of a distraction. God knows that, and the devil does, too. This weekend, the world has two wonderful distractions on offer. Friday's royal wedding in London, and today's beatification in Rome, both huge media events meant as a kind of a free, feel-good moment, but really to shore up tottering institutions which have been shaken by scandals, serious scandals in recent years. So the young prince and his bride, who've been living together for some time, as people do nowadays, got themselves married at last with all of the solemnity and all of the splendor that used to be, well, Catholic, back when the Pope was one, before the changes. Today, they're fast-tracking one of their popes to sainthood, the media-savvy Karol Wojtyła, John Paul II, who institutionalized and thus saved the revolution that was Vatican II. The electronic world is not without its happy moments this weekend. But what about us who are looking forward beyond this world to world without end? Amen. What about in the church, which will never be conquered by revolution, a church quaint enough to be changeless, where the idea still is to marry before moving in together? Why, today we are offering victory, which comes with a faith which does not entertain the world for a weekend, but which overcomes the world forever and a day. Not something surface, not just one more screen to stare at, but deep in the soul. And it seems to come, it seems to meet today, to becoming always in threes, in honor of perhaps those who give testimony in heaven, the Father and the Word and the Holy Ghost, St. John says in the epistle. The triune God offers us a threefold victory, which is free but not facile. Our faith, it may be weak. And you say, well, how do I know? Our confidence may be lacking. After such a cross and trial, how can I trust him? Or you may be off track. How on earth will you find your way back? These three problems are really one. You're struggling because perhaps you have lost sight of him and who he is, Jesus. You've forgotten the testimony threefold of God. Who is he? Well, you have, they say, just three choices. This man who claims to be God is either mad or bad or God. Did you ever come across the name C.S. Lewis? You might know him from the movies, but he did more than to write fairy tales that have been made into a successful series of them. He was an Anglican apologist, first half of the 20th century, but a man far removed from fairy tale weddings. He suggested to the modern world three possible logical responses to who our Lord is. He said, a habitual liar, or a demented lunatic, or the risen Lord. A man, he wrote, who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said, would not be a great moral teacher. He would be either a lunatic or he would be the devil of hell. You must take your choice. Either this was and is the Son of God, or else a madman or something worse. You can shut him up for a fool, or you can fall at his feet and call him Lord and God. And this is what Thomas did today, the eighth day after Easter. He fell at his feet and called him my Lord and my God. And this is how he claimed, a bit late, but he claimed his victory. And we, Thomas-like, we tend to talk too much, don't we? And we get ourselves into trouble. We fall. And we fall again. But only let the last of our falls lead us to his feet, and your faith could cry out and claim victory, which overcomes the world. Now, see how reason and faith don't fight each other. They come together to reason in a thoughtful approach. I am not, remember please, a slave of my feelings. I don't need to be carried away with the rest on the tide of popular public sentiment. No, I consider the matter prayerfully, asking for God's help, but using, too, my God-given reason. And I reach, well, the only logical conclusion possible. And that's how I find myself this morning at his feet, and here the sweet fruits of victory are mine. By faith, God's gift to which I freely assent, using my reason, frees me from that threefold slavery I used to know, the word of not God, but the world, and all of its weekend wonders and its many Monday morning letdowns. I'm free of that now, and I'm free of sin, and you only know how heavy a chain that has been once you try to shake free. And I'm free, thirdly, from skepticism, the sleight of hand, which substitutes bitterness for hope. Faith, the faith, the traditional Catholic faith, which goes all the way back the centuries to Christ and the 12, Jesus, his sanctifying grace, meeting me in the sacraments, staying with me in his church, teaching me. And with that newfound strength, I can look the world in the face and no longer work as its willing part-time warrior for the weekend. No, my faith leads me to Jesus' feet. even as my ears ring with the blessing that is mine for those who have not seen but have believed. And finally, for those others who have not believed, maybe because they've never seen him, who just can't see it, although they see an awful lot of screens for a long time each day, and they take all of that for true, and thus they set their sails to this world's winds. Don't be harder on them than Christ was on Thomas or with you. After all, how can you know that the reasons for believing ever made it through? Perhaps the TV was on too loud or somebody else was texting at that time, and they never got what the writers call the subjectively sufficient information to lead to truth. Those who seem, in a religious discussion, so obnoxious, perhaps beneath their obstinacy lies a real desire to believe, but they've lost their way, and only Jesus will judge. But send him to them today as a Savior. Look, he passes through closed doors in the gospel this morning. Surely he can pass through thick skulls too. And your prayer can make that happen, so that they may fall one last time at his feet, and so that you both may know that sweet victory which with Jesus makes three to overcome the world, our faith. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.